With Ag News, I'm Nathan Steedley. Republican senators are asking Doug Burgum, the Secretary of the Interior, to follow through on months of evaluation and finally revoke a public lands rule from the Biden era. Critics say the rule restricts uses of millions of acres that the Bureau of Land Management oversees. Cynthia Lummis of Wyoming, who chairs the Senate Western Caucus, joined 11 other GOP senators in issuing strong support in a letter for rescinding the public lands rule that elevated conservation as an official use of BLM lands. In September, the department proposed revoking the rule that was put in place during 2024 and the 60-day comment period recently concluded. One report says the proposal to revoke the rule followed 5 months of review. Our constituents live with and rely on the use of federal lands every day, the senators wrote. These working lands are not abstract reserves that need to be locked away. Ag Secretary Brooke Rollins touted the Trump administration's milk action plan to support American dairy farmers during the National Milk Producers Federation's annual meeting. Dairy farmers have delivered for America for 250 years, and now it's time for us to deliver to you, she told the joint annual meeting that's hosted by NMPF, the United Dairy Board, and the United Dairy Industry Association. Rollins outlined the USDA's dairy priorities, which include incentivizing dairy consumption through changes to the Dietary Guidelines for Americans expected in December or early January. The priorities also include working to drive down input costs, facilitating investments in American milk processing, and expanding markets to help milk producers prosper. She also noted the importance of farm labor issues, pledging to seek changes to rules and regulations in coordination with the Departments of Labor and Homeland Security. ADM marked the operational start of a new carbon capture and storage project at its Columbus, Nebraska corn processing complex. It's now the world's largest bioethanol carbon capture facility. The project leverages Tallgrass's Trailblazer pipeline to transport captured carbon dioxide from ADM's ethanol plant in Columbus to Tallgrass's Eastern Wyoming sequestration hub for safe, permanent storage deep underground. The pipeline is formerly a 400-mile natural gas transmission line and runs through Wyoming, Colorado, and Nebraska. It's capable of transporting over 10 million tons of CO2 a year, which is the equivalent of removing more than 2 million passenger vehicles from the roads, or about 25% of all the registered motor vehicles in the three states combined. Tallgrass also built a lateral line connecting ADM's facility to the pipeline system using only voluntary easements from landowners. A new poll shows soybean processors likely crushed a record number of soybeans in September as new facilities ramp up operations. That poll took place as market watchers continued relying on private estimates during the government shutdown. According to a note to clients from CoBank, the crush totaled over 205 million bushels in September. If that's accurate, that would be a 10% month-over-month increase and the highest on record for the month. On a daily basis, the poll said crush likely rose 7.8% to 6.8 million bushels a day. The USDA's fats and oilseeds report, which is usually released monthly, has been non-existent for the past 2 months due to the record-long government shutdown. The National Oilseeds Processors Association said earlier this month that it estimated the September crush at 197.9 million bushels during the month of September, up almost 12% year-over-year, and a record for the month. That's been a look at your Ag News on KFEQ. I'm Nathan Steedley.